thank you. You don't say, only a penny? I need $1,000. You say, thank you. You get into a state of gratitude, and you're looking for the next, and you're anticipating that more abundance will flow into your life. And in that anticipation, you'll start sending out that kind of energy. And I'm telling you what'll happen. You'll go to the mail, and someone will be sending you a check for something that you weren't anticipating. I just have always known that abundance is going to flow into my life. I was lecturing at Westbury Music Fair about a year ago. And there was this gentleman sitting in the front row. He was the leading rusher in the National Football League. His name was Curtis Martin from Pittsburgh. Been in the league for about 13 years. And has very close to breaking all of the rushing records. And it's a Monday night, and I'm lecturing there. And here's this guy who's obviously very well paid, very well conditioned athlete, sitting there taking notes for 3 hours on a talk on inspiration. And I was kibitzing with him. I threw him a book and he missed it. And I said, how do you expect to beat the Patriots if you can't even catch a song? I had a lot of fun with it. And I was thinking about this extraordinary person who was sitting there on a Monday night when he could be anywhere, you know, as a multimillionaire. And there he was. And not only was he there, but he was taking notes. And when the evening was over, Curtis Martin came up to me and shook my hand and told me how much he enjoyed being there and put a little piece of paper in my hand. And I just put it in my pocket. I said, thank you. I didn't know what he was. And I got back to my hotel room and he had written me out a check made out to me for $5,000 to do whatever I wanted with. See, it's not my fault. And there's a woman on Maui who's been in a wheelchair since she was 21 who needs a van, and I matched that, and we put it together, and this Heather is now driving her own van on Maui because of the kind of consciousness of people who are attracted to this kind of a message. And he had no idea what I would do with that $5,000. When you have a knowing that abundance is unlimited, you start saying to yourself, it's on its way. It's on its way. And not only happens with finances and with abundance, but it happens with every project that I undertake. When I sit down to write a book, I take another book, any book, and I create my own jacket for this new book, and I put the title of the new book on the jacket, and I put tape around it. I do this every time. This is my little ritual. And I put it right in front of me. So when I wrote inspiration, I wrote inspiration right on the jacket. So now I'm looking every day at the thing that has already been completed. I just say, this book is already done. All I have to do is just allow it to the details to be taken care of now. And I sit there every morning when I do the writing, and I look at something that is already completed in my mind. And all of my thoughts break their bonds. It's already completed. I say, not only is it on its way, it's already here. I just have to facilitate it showing up in more detail. That's how you have to learn to think. And that's how God thinks. That's exactly how God thinks, in the way of, I can create anything that I want. And creation is taking place all the time. Getting into harmony with that spirit and seeing it showing up, knowing that it's already here. All you have to do is connect yourself to it. And you'll start seeing inspiration be your daily practice in virtually everything in your life.